What's up, guys, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. I am your host, Zachary Reality, the one and only. And I'm trying something new today, which is on my YouTube channel. If you're watching on YouTube, instead of putting the banner over my screen so you can't see me when I do my intro and outro, I'm actually going to be keeping it so that you can see me when I talk to you. Now, honestly, it's just like a white wall. So if you're listening on audio, it's not that exciting. I hope that one day soon I can create some type of studio for my podcast that will also work as well as like a studio for my YouTube channel. But right now I am 23 years old, living in a studio apartment, paying rent month to month and really hustling my motherfucking ass off. So this is the best we're going to do. But my makeup also looks really good today. So I feel like you guys need to see that. I put way too much eyeshadow on. Like, it's kind of pink and like red, but like also, I don't know, it's kind of a serve. And this is a purple shirt I'm wearing, but I do not think you can tell with the lighting. It kind of looks black and it's such a deep V right now. This is my first time wearing it. I just got it this week when I did like a thrift shop haul. So that is kind of like my little rant about that. So I want to welcome you guys back to my podcast. This is truly such an exciting episode today because we have the one, the only, the messy queen. I guess he's not the only messy queen because River is a messy queen and then I'm also a messy queen. So one of the three messy queens that we know and love, Mr. Courtney Revolution. You may have seen him on The Circle. Season 2 just ended last week and I knew I had to get this guy on my podcast weeks ago. So I reached out, I got him on the podcast. He agreed to do it. He works in entertainment just like I do, living in LA, hustling, grinding, doing YouTube, doing social media. He also does a lot of the hosting stuff and interviews some celebrities. You may have seen him around before The Circle, but he definitely blew the fuck up from The Circle. He's also fabulous and gay. I mean, there's so many similarities me and Courtney have. So I really wanted to get him on here out of everyone in the cast, just because I could not wait to talk to him. And we had such a great conversation that I'm going to play with you guys in a couple of minutes. But I do just kind of want to tell you guys my general thoughts on The Circle and the show before we get Courtney in here, because I loved season 2. Now, I did not watch season 1 before season 2. I recently started watching season 1 about 3 days ago. So right now I'm on episode 5 and I'm currently obsessing over Sammy and Shoebomb, Shuby. Antonio also was really, really hot. I cannot wait to see the reunion and see how season 1 plays out. Obviously, I'm not living under a rock, so I know who the winner is, but I'm excited to see how season 1 plays out. So I will be binging that all week long and let you guys know my thoughts on my TikTok, Zachary Reality. If you do not follow me on there, I recap every single reality show in the entire world, including The Circle, which is why we really got into season 2 and I fell in love with this season. So when the show first started, I was like, oh my God, this is a genius concept because it's kind of like Survivor and Big Brother, but it's so different because it's so Gen Z and it adds in the social media and catfish layer to it that we all know and love. So it really keeps up with the times, but then it also has that like Survivor Big Brother element to it with the strategy and the gameplay and the challenges and alliances. And that is why The Circle I'm so obsessed with, because it has everything that I love in a reality show. So I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get on season 3, but you damn know, sure, I asked Courtney for all of his tips at the end of our podcast, because I definitely want to go on the show. That would be so, so iconic. So watching the show, Courtney and River were actually my immediate favorites. I love the messy queens, like you a messy queen. I have all of this energy right now because I already recorded my episode with Courtney. So now I'm recording my intro. Courtney just gave me so much like energy and confidence and boost. We had such a good time, like such a laugh. He's such a nice guy. I don't even know why a lot of people have kind of perceived him as the villain. You know, I mean, we love a villain, but like people online are taking it way too far. Courtney is not a villain in real life. Maybe he was playing a villain on the show a little bit with his strategy. He was the Joker. He was kind of making smart cutthroat moves, but that's what you do in a strategic game when you're trying to win $100,000. So for anyone watching this or listening to this that might not like Courtney and want to, and just listening this to hate on him or just to get the tea, I want to assure you guys that Courtney is a really fun, dope, supportive, cool guy. And I think everyone will definitely like get to know him a little bit better throughout this interview. but like, I cannot believe the amount of hate he's getting right now, because he's honestly like not a villain at all. We've seen actual reality TV villains, guys. Courtney ain't it. But other than Courtney and River, I obviously was obsessed with Chloe, and I was obsessed with the capital O-B-S-S-E-S-S-E-D, if I spelled that correctly, Delisa, AKA Trevor. That was, and Trevor and Delisa ended up being my favorite. I was rooting for Trevor, like episode 3 or 4, I decided that like Trevor was my girl and I was obsessed and in love. Like, she truly deserved the money. She deserved it for her family. She found out she was pregnant on the show. For you guys that don't know, Delisa went into filming thinking she might be pregnant. And then after a couple of days in the circle, the producers made her take a pregnancy test, and she found out she was pregnant, but then kind of pushed that on the back burner and really focused on winning the game. And she did an amazing job as Trevor. So I really want to congratulate Delisa on this. Me and Delisa have DM'd. Here's a little bit of tea. We have DM'd a few times. She is down to do my podcast, so I will be having Delisa on hopefully in a few weeks. I know that bitch is busy right now, but I'm going to follow up with her this week and try and get her on in a few weeks or a couple of weeks, depending on my schedule. I do podcast episodes every Thursday. If you are new here, I'm assuming we brought in a little bit of a different audience with having Courtney on as a guest. So I do want to introduce myself and say, hi, I am Zachary Reality, your host. This is Zachary Reality. I have a podcast. I have a YouTube. I have all of the things, but I will tell you guys a little bit more about myself at the end of the episode. I want to play the interview with Courtney now. I shall not make you wait any longer. And let's play the interview with the messy queen himself. All right, guys, we are here with the messy queen himself, Courtney.
Woo! Hello. Yes.
Oh my God, Courtney, I am so grateful that you came on my podcast. Thank you so much. I know how busy your schedule and your life must be these past couple of weeks.
Listen, if there's anyone that's going to know how busy I've been, it's going to be you, Mr. Reality. You going to know.
This is true. You know, I talk about all reality TV, like literally every single show. And I did not watch The Circle season 1 before I started watching The Circle season 2. So I truly fell in love with the show the past few weeks, like in love, because I'm a huge Survivor fan and Big Brother fan. So This is kind of the similar concept. Do you watch Survivor or Big Brother?
I used to watch Survivor a lot when I was younger. And Big Brother, I do like Big Brother from time to time.
Yeah,
they're great. A lot of them have reached out. A few of them have reached out and been really nice.
And it's totally, The Circle is totally the 2021 game. It's like the most Gen Z thing of Survivor and Big Brother. But I am actually watching The Circle season 1 right now. I just finished episode 5 because I never saw it. So I'm really into it right now. My favorites right now are Sammy and Shubi. Those are like my top two. You watched The Circle season 1, right? Who did you love on there?
Oh, yeah. Truthfully, I did love them all. I was very much a Sammy stan, and I love Miss Chris and Shubi. I love them all. Sammy, Chris, Shubi, Joey.
Yeah. I'm not really a big fan of Joey right now, but all of my followers are telling me that I'm going to fall in love with him towards the end of the season because he just, like, does something. So I will keep you posted on that. But right now, I am just, like, obsessed with Shubham, and I'm obsessed with, I even kind of like Rebecca. I'm really sad that Karen Mercedes just went home.
Listen, I want Karen to come back on another season of The Circle. I think that she didn't get enough time on her original season and need her to come back and serve the girl something else. I need it.
You know what? I bet you they'll do The Circle All-Stars in like a few years, but obviously they need to have a few more seasons to do that, which you obviously will be a part of. So did you watch, when you watched The Circle season 1, did you envision yourself going on season 2?
Here's the thing. I've applied for a lot of reality shows just as a fan, like much like yourself, like I love reality TV. I'm just a fan of it. When I watched that first episode, my best friend was in town and we watched it. And at the end of that first episode, we kind of looked at each other and we were like, oh, you could do this. Mm-hmm. And you know, you apply and you just never know. So like, you know, you get called back a few times and, you know, sometimes it just leads to nothing, but this one was the ticket. This was the golden ticket that just, it got me all the way.
So what was your reaction when you got the call and you were like, I'm going to London? Is that where it's filmed?
It's in Manchester, in England.
Oh, okay.
I literally was in bed with Tiger Bites. You know Tiger Bites?
No.
Listen, Tyga got some chicken and you can buy it on the Postmate. So I had some Tyga bites delivered to my home and I was in bed with some chicken and my phone rang. And when I answered it and they told me, I actually almost choked. I was so surprised. But I was excited. I don't know. I just didn't think that I would get it after the final, you know, the final of it all. It's like, that's it. And you just don't hear anything until you hear something. So I don't know. I was very surprised, but I was excited. Like I was screaming.
How much time did you have before when you found out to when you had to go leave?
If I had to, I want to guess and say 2 weeks. It wasn't too long.
Oh my God.
It wasn't too long.
Okay. So I actually applied for like previous season. So I'm just like, I need to prepare because you never know when you're going to get that call. I feel like a lot of reality shows are like that. They don't give you that much time.
No, here's the thing. I didn't even have my passport before this experience. Wow. And so it's one of those things where it's like, just in case, I got my passport just in case, and thank the Lord I did, or else I would have been ass out.
Yeah.
They didn't give me a lot of time. So be ready.
Okay. My bags are packed, Courtney.
They need to be packed.
My bags are packed. They're out the door. I'm ready to go. One of the biggest questions I have for you is why you didn't decide to be a catfish. Because like I originally, like if I wanted to go on the show, I wouldn't want to be a catfish. But after watching, I'm like, catfishes have more fun and they kind of almost deserve to win the game more. I mean, they play it a lot harder in a way, right?
I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on the catfish. I felt like my personality is so strong and distinct that I would overthink everything if I were a catfish. I already overthink and overanalyze everything to begin with. So like if I went in as a catfish, I would be like, should I say that? Yeah. And they would be like, Courtney, just send the message. Like, you know, it was just easier and more natural to go in with the story I had.
That's true. I feel that. And you have such an amazing personality, which is why I was so drawn to you the first episode. You came in with energy. I don't know if you saw any of my circle recaps I did on TikTok, but I've been doing circle recaps all season long on TikTok. Like go check it out. You were my immediate. You were my immediate favorite. You and River were my two favorites, but I have to be honest with you, episode 3 or 4, I fell in love with Delisa so hard. And there was just no looking back. And I was so, so emotional and pleased when she won. I was truly crying at the reunion, like watching it, tears in my eyes, eating ice cream like 2 a.m. because I was binging that shit. What was your kind of reaction to finding out that she was pregnant? Because she told you guys she was pregnant at the reunion, right?
Yes. Well, Delisa actually told us at the finale dinner.
Yeah.
We were all like gagged. We were like, oh my God, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. It was such a beautiful moment. Like what a happy ending, right? Because she won the money and then she gets to move her family and make a better situation for them. And she really is for real, like a genuine person. I wish that y'all could have saw more of our bond on the show. Cause even though we was going at it over Chloe, I did love me some Trevor.
It seemed like you guys were kind of feuding. Like towards the end of the season, it was very clear that like there was two different sides. It was like you and River and then Mitchell and Trevor. And then John was just like, who the fuck knows where John is? And then Chloe was just like in the middle with everybody. Like, what was your relationship like with Trevor? And did you have any idea that Trevor was a catfish?
I think in the beginning I had inklings. I was like, this person keeps talking about being a father. And we saw a lot of the daughter a lot when we would play certain games. So I was like, okay, this is giving me one dimension. But then, Zach, what happened was I got close to Chloe, even more so after Savannah left. And what I realized is if I would have pulled the strings to hit the trap door on Trevor, it would have blown up my game. And I probably wouldn't have made it to the final. So, I mean, I don't know. It's such a tense situation to think about.
Yeah, that's true. Did you have any idea that River was a catfish?
Yes and no. I think with River, I felt like something is not all the way clear here, but we had become so close so fast that I didn't care. So there was always the question of, but what if? And I would just be like, I don't care. That's my good sis. And we go into the final period.
Yeah, I noticed that like after watching like a little bit longer, I'm like, it really doesn't matter if the person's a catfish or not. It's really just about the relationship and the bond because you are speaking to a person through the chat. You know them so well by the end of it. Like, you can tell how close you guys are. It's truly like a family. So it really doesn't matter if they're a catfish or not. It's just a little bit like, if you're lying about what you look like, what else are you lying about? And then that makes me realize if I can trust you or not. You knew that Chloe was obviously real. Is there anyone else you suspected was a catfish?
Wait, let me be clear, Zach. You want to know the tea?
Yes.
I thought Chloe was a catfish when I initially entered the game. It wasn't until Savannah came and told me, like, you know, she really is real. I just watched the show in isolation. Like, you need to be not trying to get her out because she is the real deal. That I was like, yes, God. Lance, for sure, we were like, I'm pretty sure in a very silent way, we all were like, okay, Lance is definitely not real, even though we love Lisa. Mm-hmm. It just was so, I kept saying, I felt like even though I don't know Lance Bass, I feel like his way of speaking would be a little bit more dynamic.
Yeah, but why would anyone want to be a celebrity on the show? That's like, that's a big target.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. But Lisa did what she had to do, though, Zach. She did what she had to do.
But I don't really feel like Lisa was going in it to win. I feel like she was more going for the experience. Like, it's very different.
And she got it. She got the experience times, too. You know what I mean? And I think that she was able to shine a lot more once we got to see her with Jack. You know, they bring out the best in each other.
That was truly, me and my friend Sam were laughing about that. Truly the dynamic duo we did not know we needed. The two of them together was so hilarious. And even though John was such a non-entity, like, we knew he was not going to win. He did not really, like, it just didn't make sense for him to be there. Just having those scenes of Lisa and Jack, like, literally just dumb and dumber, just like bopping around, like, this is what we should do now. What should we say? Like, I mean, like, I'm just crying. It was so, so funny. What did you guys think of John when he kind of came into the mix?
Let me tell you something right now. I was furious. They didn't show it, but I was furious. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I thought the show was coming to an end and that I was just waiting for the you're the finalist. Like, I was like, oh, it's over. And as I'm eating some lunch, my blood sugar was dropping, Zach. They pop up with like new player. And I literally was like, are you kidding me? They were like, new player. And it's just like, you know, what is your reaction to this? And it's like, girl, I thought we was going home. I'm ready for confetti to fall.
I totally feel that because I'm like thinking as like a strategic player, I'm like, fuck this. Like, I'm one step closer to the end. Why are they bringing someone new in? I get frustrated watching as a viewer because I am such like, I'm so deep in the strategy that I'm like thinking I'm in the game as I'm watching. So I'm just like, why is someone new? I want to know who wins. I love like the competition of it all. You know what I mean? Is that what was your favorite part of the game?
It brought out, I'm like a competitive person. Like, I'm like a chill homebody, like hang out, kiki kind of person. Mm-hmm. But I realized watching the show back, it really made me look hella competitive, which was good though, because it was entertaining. But like, I'm really like the okay girl, we're gonna watch another episode of Housewives. Like, I'm not like as competitive, I guess, as it came across, but I love how it looked in the story of it all, you know.
I'm gonna have to pick your brain at the end of this episode about some of the Housewives tea, now that I know you're a big fan. After we get a little bit more circle tea, because you know I talk about the Housewives. What I was gonna ask you something. What were you just saying? Who knows?
I already forgot that fast.
Oh, strategy. Yes, you were so strategic, which you should be. Like, you're playing a game to win, but you almost kind of became the villain of the show by being so strategic, which I want to put in quotation marks because you're obviously not a villain in real life. Like, a villain in a show is like, it's different. I love a villain on The Bachelor, on The Housewives, on Survivor. The villain is usually my favorite. Did you expect to become the villain, like, watching it back?
Yes and no, right? I just want to say, like, Zach, I grew up watching, like, Flavor of Love, Tiffany Pollard, like,
you know real villains.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I love her. Like she is, like, the if I were to go on reality TV and have that kind of response, that would be, like, my goal. But I didn't expect it to look how it looked, even though I know that is what happened. Mm-hmm. And obviously editing is a thing, but I also can say, as a person that has heard every reality person say, the edit, you can't be mad at the edit all the way if you don't give them what they want to cut around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I give it all. I give happy. I give sad. I'm vulnerable. My dad is gone. I gave all of that. But.
And you also gave sneaky.
That too. That is what they wanted, I imagine, in a character for the dramatics of the story. So they cut out me talking about my dad all the way until the end. They cut out all of the humanizing meme, Courtney Fuzzy Trevor stuff, or Courtney and River, like being the Kiki girls. They cut all of that stuff out because they needed y'all to not like me. They needed y'all so when the confetti fell, not only to be like, hell yeah, Delisa, because obviously she deserved it, but there was also that element of, when I lost, like the fuck yeah, we need that bitch to lose, that snaky bitch. And it wasn't even that damn snaky.
No, I totally agree. And I also think on a show like this where everyone's so like, we love each other, we're a family, like you, what a villain is kind of like really dumbed down. And I feel like in future seasons, there'll be so much more drama. Like this is only season two. Everyone's so happy about this new show. Like, wait till season five. People are going to be cutting each other's throat left and right. Yes. You're going to look so innocent, Courtney. And when you come back for All Stars, you're going to be the fan favorite and you're going to win. I just put it out there.
Oh my God. You manifest that right now because I need that coin, Zach.
And if I get on there with you, Courtney, we're going to have an alliance. Okay. But I'm going to be a catfish.
Oh, we're going to bulldoze their ass. We're going to
be a catfish though. Just FYI. I'm going to be a catfish. For real. I can tell with editing because I've been watching since I was 6 years old reality TV. So I knew Delisa was going to win about halfway through the season because they wanted to kind of warm us up to her. And that's what they do. What really surprised me is that River got fourth place because I actually almost thought he was going to win. Like I was surprised that I was higher than him. It's because you voted him lower because you were thinking strategically at the end, which actually did upset a few of my friends who told me, they're like, Courtney and River are best friends. Like, why would he do that to his best friend? And I'm like, and then I told him, I was like, it's a game. Like, it's about the strategy in the game. You have to remember that it's a game. Like, you're not voting for your best friend anymore. You're voting for a winner. So I want to take me through your strategy with the final ranking. And if you can reveal your final influencer ranking, I am dying to know.
Because y'all peeped that they didn't show the final rating at the end. Like they, on the UK season, they show at the end, like, okay, this is how they voted. So firstly, I voted John first.
Okay.
And second, Trevor. Third, River. And fourth, Chloe. And the reason why I voted Chloe low was because I expected everyone to vote Chloe as high as possible because she had been the influencer. We all loved her, obviously. Mm-hmm. I voted River after Chloe because I felt like I was the lowest rung out of our three-person alliance. And I felt like Chloe would have River as her number two with Trevor being number one. So I, you know, I did it that way. Trevor was just kind of like, okay, well, I don't want Trevor to be number one. So we put him as two and John wasn't going to win. So John, it was very simple. And that's exactly how I said it on the show. But they cut out the part right before I was getting into River where I said, you know what? I love him to death. You know, I don't, I don't even care if he's a catfish. I know that I have a soul sister for life. They cut it right to like.
Messy queen.
So anyway, we're going to put him at number three.
Yeah, the messy queens. Honestly, that was like my favorite alliance, but I also love the Kardashian alliance. But the thing about Chloe is she really just became best friends with everyone. And yeah, that's good. But then like at the end of it, like if Chloe won, I would have been pissed off and I loved her, but like she didn't play a strategic game. She kind of was just everyone's best friend and being like tugged around.
It was so easy to love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in a game where everyone is like, everything feels so tense. Chloe was the person that always relieved the tension with saying something just like completely random in the chat. Like, I wish we saw more of that too.
Yeah.
Like she, that was the reason why everyone loved her. She made it very easy looking back.
She's also just so, so hilarious. Like, did you watch her on Too Hot to Handle before?
I saw it after the show.
Oh.
Once I did the circle, I went back and I watched because I thought she was a catfish. I didn't even know that she was on that show. Savannah was like, no, she was on it. I swear to God, she says babes, just like she does on the show. She was like, you need to, I had a document that says Chloe is a catfish. I had to cross it out and change it to Chloe is the queen.
So when Savannah went to visit you, she told you who Chloe was. So how did Savannah get to watch the show?
Oh, here, Savannah had seen Too Hot to Handle in isolation before the circle. And so there were people that knew who she was, but I wasn't one of them. And so Savannah was with me for about 25 minutes, if I had to guess, when she came to see me.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Oh, y'all.
Is there like Savannah's a time limit? Is there a time limit they put on it, or is it just like a natural conversation?
it's a conversation, but I think once we started getting into like Chloe is real, take that down, and this is what I think is really going on. After a certain point, they were like, okay, girl.
You got enough of your tea.
Yeah, they were like, you still thirsty or what? All right, so then I'm gonna have you go. Wrap it up. So
you could have talked to her for 5 hours.
She spilt that tea. Even more so than y'all saw.
It's such a big move for anyone to visit you. You get so much insight. It probably helped your game so much. Is that kind of what helped you know to throw Emily under the bus and why you created that persona as the Joker?
Here's the thing. A lot of people say, Zach, that I played Savannah's game after she left, right? And to that, I want to say the game of the circle, sure, it can be about friendship. But to me, I looked at it as a game of placing blame. Mm-hmm. So having the information that Emily specifically said to Savannah, I will have your back and I will not block you. And then knowing that everybody saw Emily block Savannah, that alone was a reason to place blame on Emily and make her seem shady, because look at what she did, quote unquote. You know what I mean? It's about placing blame. By that point, we thought, some of us, that Tara Alicia was a catfish. Placing blame, throwing that to Kat and Mitchell, making little things huge. Mm-hmm. Either way, Savannah and Tara Alicia would have gone, because it's about Savannah went, but Tara Alicia's the other half. Mm-hmm. The dark storm cloud. Uh-huh. Was she a dark storm cloud? No, but it's the paranoia and the placing blame.
Yeah. It truly is so much like Survivor and Big Brother. It's just that it's like in your separate apartments, and then it's all through chat room. So how frustrating was it to be in that apartment cooped up?
I think it was probably the easiest for me. They were like, Courtney, you want to get out and get some air? And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, if you watch the show, I'm on the couch and in that goddamn bed.
You never went up to the hot tub.
I just didn't get in. Like, it's like chilly. It's like cloudy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, let me get some air. Let the wind blow through my scalp. And then let me go back downstairs and get some chicken nuggets.
Uh-huh. I would have been in the hot tub the entire time. I'm going to answer some of the fan questions I got for you on my responses on Instagram, because some of these bring up such good points that I couldn't even think of. Somebody said, do producers help you reply to messages if you don't know how to respond in a circle chat? Do you even see producers throughout the entire time?
Not really. They're the people that bring you up to like the roof and stuff.
But other than that,
you don't really be seeing people like that. It really is kind of like a lonely experience. But to answer the question, no, not really. And I'm an awful texter, Zach. So like, I would be like, I don't know what to say. Like, I would just like make up something stupid with a hashtag.
Yeah. And a lot of people were asking like, if you see anyone when you go into the hallway, which I'm assuming they just make sure you open the door at separate times. Are the other contestants right next to you? Is everyone just spread out through this apartment? Because if you look on the outside shots, it has that circle in the building. So think everyone's so close to each other.
I don't think we are. Like, obviously, I haven't seen anyone's location of their other apartments, but if I had to imagine, they would be spread out because we can't hear each other at all.
Okay. Yeah. It must be such a like isolating experience if you don't see anyone for that long. How can you share how long the filming was?
I think it was a couple weeks. It was maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, it moves fast.
Mm-hmm. It was like every day is something new. Alert, go berserk, put this costume on. Who's going home?
Uh-huh. Like every 2 days with someone getting eliminated, basically?
I'm pretty sure. Like every day, day and a half. Yeah, every 2 days or so.
What was your favorite challenge on the show? Like the reward challenges, I like to call them.
I think for me, probably the Geek Chic challenge was the best. Not because I had the most fun during it, but because at that particular point in the game, I was hella stressed out. And when we won, we got to do like a frat boy party night thing, and they got us pizza and we had beer. That was so fun. That was when they played Genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my God. Did you get to drink a little bit in the show?
The only times we were allowed to drink or like provided alcohol like that was like the party nights and when we went up to the influencer lounge. But I didn't drink during the influencer lounge one because I needed to be on my toes.
Facts. What do you think you would have done differently, if anything, in order to win the game?
I don't think I could have done anything differently. Like, when I look back, right, I think, like, okay, if I would have let River keep, like, if we would have gotten rid of Trevor, then I think that somewhere down the line, Teralisha would have gotten me out. And if that wouldn't have happened, Kat would have gotten me out. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I just think that I wouldn't have made it to the finale. So if it wasn't meant for me to win, then I think I did everything right to That's get fair. As far as I did.
No, that makes sense. You can really only do so much. And you did play, you played a great game. So you really just did the best you can. And sometimes it's just not in the cards.
Yeah, not this round.
Not this round, but maybe next round. Is there any other reality shows that you can see yourself going on? Or were you just like hoping to go back on the circle one day?
Listen, first of all, if Netflix bring my phone to do anything, I'm gonna do it. Cause they're the first ones that saw something in me that said, come be on this show. But I think maybe I would do Big Brother just because, you know, a lot of people say like the challenge and stuff, but like, I don't like heights. And that's real intense. Big Brother, I think I could do, I don't know. I think I'd rather be a cartoon.
A what?
I want to be a cartoon. I want to do some voiceover, Zach.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, a little animated.
It'd be fun. I could totally see you on Big Brother though. I mean, Chloe was able to hop from show, so I don't see why you can't either.
Bam, that's what I'm saying. I'm ready.
But like, let's talk a little bit about like your personal life, because it's all about the circle, the circle, the circle. So why don't you tell everyone, like, what do you do? Like, I know you're an entertainment host, you have a podcast. What were you doing before the circle?
Before the circle, I basically was just like doing the entertainment news thing on my own. I used to work for a YouTube channel, but that YouTube channel is no longer. I'm just doing it, you know, on my own, doing the green chair chats. It's like my show where I can talk to the audience live, spill the tea, and you know, Kiki, they're really my co-host. There's no show without them.
That's so cool. And what do you plan on doing now that you have all this new fame from the circle? You have all these new fans.
Well, I think for me, I want to help people tell their stories. So I'm cooking up a new podcast in addition to the one I already do with my best friend, called Over Her in the Pantry. I just want to hear people's journeys through reality. I'm very, very interested, you know?
So what is your podcast about?
Over Her in the Pantry?
Yeah.
Over in the Pantry is the podcast I do with my best friend, and we just call each other kind of like on the phone, and we kiki about what's happening in pop culture. And you know, we talk about like our astrological signs. It's very much BFF chat. So it's meant for the people that don't have friends. We have each other, and now you have us.
Oh my God, I love that. What is your sign? Can I guess?
Guess.
I kind of want to say Leo.
Oh my God, no. I don't get along well with Leo personalities, to be honest.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus.
That was my second guess. Once you said that, I knew. He knows what he likes and he knows what he does not like. He is a Taurus.
Yeah, very much that. Very
can you,
that.
Can you guess what my sign is? I don't know if you're going to be able to get it.
I don't know. Are you a Libra?
No, but I like that though. You wouldn't, I don't think I like act like my sign unless you know me.
Huh. Are you a Capricorn?
Mm-mm. But that's a compliment as well.
What are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, alrighty, fun.
Crabs with the pinchers. I'm always
get
ready.
Get your ass.
What are some of your like favorite? I know Nicki Minaj is like your queen. Everyone was like, what's your favorite Nicki song? But like, who are some of your favorite celebrities to talk about?
To talk about, of course, like you said, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift. I love the Ariana Grande. You know the girls, Miss Dua Peep. You know I love Miss Dua and them good legs, girl.
The pop
You know, even though he's not my favorite all of the time, I do like to get into a little bit of Justin Bieber and Hailey and their stuff. And, you know, Demi, I'm very much on the leave Demi alone train. You know, leave that girl alone.
Where do you stand with Britney?
Listen, I just had to cancel a happy hour and I had my Britney Spears shirt ready for this happy hour. Free my sis, period. I feel like when Baby One More Time came out, my gay card got stamped hot and fresh.
I love that. Period. And what are some of the other reality shows you are watching? You're watching Housewives.
Yes.
What do you like?
I love Atlanta. I love Beverly Hills. Salt Lake City. I'm very much living for Miss Salt Lake City.
Me too.
I'm trying to catch up on New York. I'm only on season 8. I just started watching that a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm like real late on her. But I mean, Aviva and the Licker.
I know. Aviva was an icon. I used to watch her on Marriage Boot Camp. Do you know what Marriage Boot Camp is?
She was on Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah, that's where I discovered her because I didn't watch Rahoni back in the day with her husband. And then it was just like, oh, she was crazy.
You just put me on because now I'm going to need to find that. Like any Aviva content.
Oh, yeah. You should watch that whole season. A lot of great reality stars went on Marriage Boot Camp, like JWoww and Roger, some couples from The Bachelor. Like they always had like a really good mix.
Really?
Yeah. But why don't we talk? Wait, what are you going to say?
I was going to ask, can you guess what I was reading while I was in the circle?
Like a book?
Yep.
Did Aviva write?
I read What Remains by Carol the entire time.
Oh my
I was
God.
There in the circle. I bought it and I had it and I was like, oh, I'm going to read this eventually. And then they were like, bring a book. And I was like, I don't buy books. And I was like, I'm bringing Carol. Uh-huh. I'm bringing Carol.
Oh
it was
my
good.
God. Because you don't get to watch any TV, movies, nothing.
No, there's one off day that we have if you make it long enough. And that was the day that they allowed us to watch Netflix. So I watched Selling Sunset and Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You didn't want to watch Too Hot to Handle and get the tea on Khloé?
Zach, get out of my head. Because why was that what I was thinking all day long? But because of where I was, I didn't want to watch it. And then all of a sudden, somehow, magically, I'm going home. You know, I didn't want to.
Or change your opinion on her.
Exactly. I had liked her, loved her by that point. So I was like, I'm going to just leave it.
But you knew she was from England, right? Because her accent is so fucking funny.
Yes.
Like, were you reading it in her voice? Like, I'm an influencer.
It's just like, I'm from Essex.
No. Do it. Do it again. Do it better.
I'm from Essex.
There you go. I'm an influencer.
I love that woman.
She's so, so funny. I know she's going to come back to LA. She's coming to LA in a few weeks. She said it on like a bunch of shows. What is going on with her and Mitchell? Do you think they're actually going to make it last? A lot of people are interested in these two.
I don't know. I think that they have what it takes. I mean, we're going to find out, right? Because she's coming here next month. I'm going to make sure I get my time in with her. I know that. But I don't know if they're meant to be, it will definitely happen. Spinoff.
Khloé and Mitchell take Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Khloé and Mitchell take the UK.
As long as I get to be a friend of the show.
Yeah. Period. Friend of. Absolutely.
Friend of. Gladly.
I want to ask you a little bit about Housewives, but I have this circle question. How long are these chats really that short?
Hell
no. Or are you talking to people for hours a day?
We are not talking for hours a day, but we are talking certainly longer than 2 little minutes y'all see on the show.
But they make it concise. But even when they show it, it looks like there's only 5 messages.
You like, is have it to really, talk to them editors about that.
Is it really like an hour long? And then how often are you reaching out to people a day? Like, is there a limit or you just reach out whenever?
You cannot reach out whenever.
Okay.
But you are allowed to put it out there, like this is like who I want to talk to and why.
Oh, so you, and then they, do the producers like have control over when you can reach out and what times?
I don't know.
Courtney is sipping his water, AKA his tea. Okay, these are questions I'm gonna have to know, Courtney.
We could talk once that red light go off, but all Netflix right. ain't gonna get me.
That's so funny. Oh my God. So the biggest Housewives news today is going on about Portia getting engaged. You saw this? What the fuck? Can you try and process this with me? Like, why the fuck is Portia engaged to Fallon's 65-year-old ex? There's rumors going around that she's pregnant, that she's engaged. Weren't her and Fallon friends like last week? Like, can you please help me explain this? Because I have been working all day, so I haven't been able to dig on social.
We went from the rumors of Portia leaving the franchise to Portia single-handedly revitalizing the franchise. I don't know what is going on. All I know is that Fallon literally was Portia's friend, as we saw on the show. Portia was dipping and doing it in her pool, sipping off her hookah. And now she's engaged. she's engaged.
But is that real? Like, it's just so out of left field.
It is very much out of left field. There's some woman that came out also today at some point, Zach, and said that she was dating the man while he was allegedly falling in love with Miss Portia.
That's so weird. And is that why she got Fallon on the show?
I don't know.
Steal her man? I just never thought Portia was like that.
It's weird. I mean, obviously Fallon's been around because Fallon, I believe, has said that they have approached her more than once to be on the show. So was this the first time that Portia met her ex-husband?
Yeah. No. Because they've been like hanging out for a couple of years because Dennis was friends with him, and then the nightclub thing. I also want to put out, anyone that cares about this, Fallon is on Candy's Speak on It on YouTube. So she, like, it's like a full 45 minutes. I'm going to watch that in the afternoon.
You'll fall in love with her.
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah. Kenya has said that Fallon deserves a peach, and I'm ready for it.
Do you like Kenya?
Because
I hate her.
As a fan, I have found her unsavory at times, but I did an interview with her at my old job, and I found her to be very much a breath of fresh air. Like, just to see her, like, you know, moving around the house with Brooklyn, and she's like setting up her Zooms. She was lovely. Very much not what happened on TV. Like, I didn't get that from her, but also people could say the same thing about me. So I get it.
She's a real reality TV villain. Not you.
She work it. She works.
Yeah, she makes me really angry. I like watch her on TV and I'm just like, Kenya!
Damn Kenya!
So mad. So, but it really does change when you meet people in real life, especially when you like interview different people too. Who are some of like your favorite celebrities that you've gotten a chance to interview working in entertainment?
I haven't gotten to interview many, but I'll say because I'm such a Housewives stan, I've loved Marlo for years, Zach. And when we got the email that Miss Marlo Hampton was coming to the show, it instantly turned into the How Can We Get Marlo a Peach campaign. That was my favorite. I really love Marlo.
I love Marlo, but I turned on her.
Because
I hate Kenya so much. Like, I've hated Kenya since Celebrity Apprentice days. Like over 10 years ago. So anyone that becomes friends with Kenya, like that, because I love Candy and I love Cynthia, I can't, I just can't do it. So I've turned on Marlo, I hit the unfollow button, like.
Not unfollow.
Yeah.
He said I couldn't do it.
I'm savage like that. Once I'm done, I'm done. Unfollow, like I just can't. I don't like
unfollow, delete, block.
Bye, Marlo. I'm all here for Portia. Like, she's just my queen. What other franchises do you like on the show? Like Salt Lake City, you like Beverly Hills?
I love Salt Lake City. I like Beverly Hills, and I do like Potomac, but I'm upset that Monique is not coming back to Potomac. I feel some type of way about that, but it seems as though the drama is bubbling over there. Like Wendy's husband has another child or something. I think I saw it the other day.
Oh. Well,
I'm like, it's going down over in Potomac.
Who said that?
Stop sleeping.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that? Okay, I'm gonna go through my questions one last time and make sure I didn't miss anything. But what do you like? What do you got going on like in the future? Like, what can we look forward to you? Why do we need to follow you? Are you gonna be a messy queen like in real life too?
I'm gonna give the good tea. I'm gonna keep giving the good tea on YouTube. I'm gonna drop a merch line for sure in the future. Okay. And I'm gonna keep on trucking along with the podcast I already have and developing a new one so that people can get to see the other side of reality.
Okay, period. Well, I will be following you. I am officially like, I was a fan, but now I'm a stan. And I'm going to tell all my followers to follow you. And I'm excited for everyone to hear this. A lot of people were really, really excited about you coming on. So
really?
I appreciate you being here. I am the reality TV guru. You need to check out my TikTok to know what I mean. Like,
hold on, I'm about to get my life.
This is reality TV, like every single show of all time.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm like honored. Thank you for having me, for inviting me on.
Thank you for being here. Yes.
Yeah.
And where in LA are you?
I'm in the Valley.
Oh, she's a Valley girl.
Oh, yeah. I like it where it's quiet, you know, lots of grannies around.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, I'm right dapped in the center of West Hollywood and Hollywood. So I'm right where
you be dipping and doing it.
Well, I'm from New York. So for me, I need that fast paced environment.
Yeah, I feel that. It is very fast paced. I'm from New York, but I grew up in the Poconos where it's a suburb and it's quiet as fuck. So I said, where's that out here? And it's right in the good old Valley.
I used to go skiing there.
In the Poconos?
Yeah.
That's what we're known for.
Wow. So give everyone your username at Courtney Revolution everywhere. Tell them where to follow, and then we're going to end this podcast and maybe spill some tea after.
Alrighty, if you want some more tea from me, all you have to do is follow me on Instagram, Courtney Revolution, Court Revolution on Twitter, TikTok, Courtney Revolution. Just look up Courtney Revolution and you will find me.
She's a revolution.
Bam!
All right, guys, that was my chat with Mr. Courtney Revolution. Make sure you guys are following him on all of his platforms. He's on YouTube, he's on TikTok, he's on Instagram. I know I follow him literally everywhere. I subscribe to his YouTube channel today. I know he's going to get back into posting more YouTube videos. He's been very busy with all of the press he's been getting with The Circle, as one would expect after you get on a reality show. Me and Courtney also had a little bit of a kiki off air. I got some dirt and some tea that obviously I cannot share with any of my followers on this podcast, any of my listeners. But let me just say that Courtney keeps it 100. And I'm just like so glad that I got to meet him. He really has such good energy. He's such a great guy. So I really encourage you guys to follow him and check him out. And if anybody thinks, if this podcast interview convinced anyone who was hating on him not to hate on him any longer, I hope that it did that, because Courtney is truly the GOAT. Besides Trevor and Chloe though, too. I also love them and River. Oh my God, literally everyone. How could you compare? They're all just amazing. So that was so much fun, guys. So thank you guys all for listening or watching this podcast interview. This is truly one of my favorite interviews I've done so far. And as always, you guys can check me out, Zachary Reality, on YouTube, on my podcast, which you're obviously already here, TikTok, Instagram, Clubhouse, Twitter, and you can go to ZacharyReality.com to learn more about me and cop my merch that I have. Like I said, like I've always said, I am a walking reality TV show. So even if there's someone from The Circle that is listening, I would like to be on next season. Okay. And we can flash back to it when I go on like season 3, 4, 5, or 6. And me and Courtney are going to have an alliance if he goes on for like an All-Stars. You guys already know the drill. So I will talk to you guys later. I am currently in New York, as in like you guys are hearing this 2 days later. I have a cousin's wedding this weekend. I will be vlogging, so check out my pages. I got the style, I got the suits. And you guys all have a great weekend, okay? See you later.